The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. That was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Catholic Father Barry, self. A very blessed Christmas to you and your family and to your loved ones. I want to start off right at the very beginning. Just when people say, "What's Christmas about?" What is the real meaning of Christmas? So just so we're all clear, the real meaning of Christmas is not so much just being kind to each other, although that seems to be more prevalent this time of the year, and it's good. It's not being with families. It's not giving and receiving gifts. The real meaning of Christmas is we're celebrating the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in Bethlehem, nearly 2,000 years ago. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, Jesus was born in a humble stable into a poor family. And simple shepherds were the first witnesses to this event. In this poverty, heaven's glory was made manifest. And the Church never tires of singing of the glory of this night. It goes on, "The Virgin today brings into the world the eternal, and the earth offers a cave to the inaccessible. The angels and shepherds praise him, and the magi advance with the star. For you are born for us, little child, God eternal." My dear friends in Christ, we celebrate today the birthday of Christ, Christ coming into this world in Bethlehem. It's not just that the 2,000 years ago we're celebrating. He is born every time the Holy Sacrifice Mass is offered. And Jesus wants to be born in your heart, in my heart. He wants to be born again anew in our hearts. And any time we start opening up our hearts, wonderful, wonderful things happen when we allow God's grace into our hearts. Look at this gospel here. Joseph and Mary going, and that line, there was no room for them in the inn. Imagine if someone would allow them, give them a decent place to stay rather than the stable, the blessings they would receive. There's so many blessings God wants to give us. Now I want to share a true story. People that had opened their hearts up on Christmas Eve, to God and what had happened because of it. It's a true story. There's been movies made about this, and there's quite a bit of information. It's called The Truce of Christmas Eve of 1914. This took place during World War I, several months after the war had begun. In the Western Front, we have Belgium, along Switzerland, the Germans there, and there was about 100,000 soldiers combining both sides together. The Allied forces against the British there and the Germans. And I'm going to share a bit and piece of a letter that's written by one of the British soldiers. His name's Tom, and he's writing to his sister Janet. And it starts off with this: "It's 2 a.m. in the morning, and most of our men are asleep in the dugouts, in the trenches." So you have all these trenches running along the country. We have a lot of British forces. They dig these trenches, and so when there's gunfire, they can duck down in there, and the Germans are on the other side of their trenches. He says, "We're asleep in the dugout, most of the men at this point. Yet I couldn't sleep myself before writing to you of the wonderful events of Christmas Eve. In truth, what happened seems to be like a fairy tale. And if I was not there myself, I could scarce believe it. Just imagine, while you were back singing Christmas carols in London, we were singing Christmas carols with the enemies, with the Germans." He said, now, the conditions that we're living in, he said, there would be people to your right and left, and all of a sudden a bomb would go off, or someone would pick up their head, pick their head above the trench at the sandbag, and boom, they'd get shot. He said, but this was different. He said, now, before this Christmas Eve, he said, it was just so muddy. There was rain and rain, and we were delighted on Christmas Eve that it froze, because he said our feet, our boots were getting stuck in the mud. Try to push ourselves up with our hands would get stuck in the mud. It was just so sloppy and difficult to move and get about. So the temperatures had dropped down. And he said, something then happened. As darkness fell that Christmas Eve, 1914, and this guy's writing, he's near Belgium. He said, it was the first complete silence in months. Complete silence. You've ever been someplace where you hear all this hustle and bustle and noise? All of a sudden you can't even hear, you can't hear anything. It could be like deafening. So this is what's happening. This is on the battlefront. Total silence. And then all of a sudden he said, I think I was just about to sleep. And one of the soldiers shook me. He said, come. You have to see what's going on, what the Germans are doing. And so he gets up, and they look across, and they see the German line there, late Christmas Eve. And they see these little lanterns that are put up. And they see actually a couple trees, and they get these lights in front of them. And then all of a sudden, they heard Silent Night being sung in German, the German soldiers. And after the Germans got done singing Silent Night, he said the British troops and the foxholes where they were, they all started, in the trenches, they all started clapping. And then the British soldiers started singing their first Noel. And then the Germans answered back another one. Then they both came together and they sang Adestes Fidelis, O come all ye faithful. And they were harmonizing. So they're about 50 yards apart. You have the Germans and you have the British. Ones who just earlier in the day, were sort of shooting each other and bombs being thrown. And then all of a sudden, when the German officers, it's a true story. So they're singing these Christmas hymns. What are all the Christmas hymns revolved around? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So they're singing praises. So the minute, you know, they're singing God's praises, this peace enters their house, their rooms, their hearts. It just permeates them. And all of a sudden, one of the German officers stood up and starts walking, and he says, English, come over. No, we know. The mic went out there, sorry. He says, you know, shoot, we won't shoot. Like that. And so now you're in war. You think, wait, is this some kind of trap? Then all of a sudden, two other Germans got up, and then two of the British got up. And then they started going around some of the barricades and the barbed wire things they had up. And they met out right in the middle, two of the officers. They saluted each other like this. And they agreed there wouldn't be any firing. And all of a sudden they started exchanging cigars and cigarettes. They had somehow they have some wine out there. They're exchanging corned beef for the German sausage, tea for coffee, going back and forth. And then they started talking. A lot of the German soldiers knew English. And the guy who's writing this, Tom, said, well, why does so many of you know English? He says, well, I was working over in London. I was working over here, so they were working different parts of Europe where English was primarily spoken. And so they're going back and forth. They were singing different Christmas hymns. And then they started joking back and forth. One was saying, well, one of the German soldiers says, I have a girlfriend back in London. And the British soldier says, well, don't worry, quote, we'll have you beat by Easter. Then you can come back and marry that girl that you're talking about. And they're going back and forth. As Tom's saying when he's writing this, if I was not there, I couldn't believe it myself. And it like spread. It spread throughout. Now, this was not an official ceasefire. There's nothing like that. It started catching on. One part of the trenches and one were affected 100,000 soldiers that Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And they're going back and forth. And he said there's one scene where one of the older Germans clutched my arm. And he said, my goodness, why cannot we have peace and I'll go home? And one of the older gentlemen said, the man with wisdom, perhaps, my friend, but also we must ask for it in our hearts. God wants to be born anew in our hearts. And all the unforgiveness, the contention, everything is there. He wants to remove all that. Clean slate. But we have to invite him in. So Christmas is Christ, yes. We put the Christ child here in the manger. Commemorate what happened. But he wants to be born here. Here in our hearts. So what I ask everyone to do, I want you to take your right hand. And I want you to put your right hand on your heart. You do it. Put your right hand on your heart. And what we're going to do, this is sort of a little preparation for what's going to happen in a few minutes, receiving the Christ child last year in our hearts and communion. So put your hand in your heart, and I'll say these words out loud, and you can just say it to yourself. Come to me, Lord, and possess my soul this Christmas night. Come into my heart and permeate my soul. Help me to sit in silence with you, and to let you work in my heart. I am yours to possess. I am yours to use. I want to be selfless and only exist in you. Help me to spoon out all that is me, so I may be an empty vessel ready to be filled by you. Help me this Christmas to die to myself and live only for you. Use me as you will. Let me never draw my attention back to myself. I only want to operate as you do, dwelling within my heart. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.